This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And The Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a throw hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast the Pennsylvania's Attorney General's Office. Recently, the Attorney General's Office, they gloated in a press release that they had arrested a man at the Greyhound bus station in downtown Pittsburgh. Now, they were proud of themselves because they seized 9 kilos of 450,000 doses of fentanyl worth $1.6 million. Now, keep in mind, 2 milligrams of fentanyl can actually prove to be fatal. So 9 kilograms could kill, 4.5 million people. Definitely a drug bust to be proud of. And the Attorney General's office was indeed quite proud. Up until they weren't. After sending the fentanyl to a lab to be tested, the results came back, and it turns out that the fentanyl was not fentanyl. It was 9 kilograms of baking soda. So I did a quick math. If you buy Arm & Hammer and you get 9 kilos of baking soda, that's a street value of about $980.
What are you guys doing with it?
Just selling cutting drugs.
Oh, okay.
But the problem is, it's not illegal. He did not. So the whole thing is like, we know what you're doing with this, but we can't bust you for having 9 kilos of baking soda. That's all. So, yeah, they had to kind of rescind that. Hey, that big fentanyl thing we were worried about. It's baking soda.
Right. I mean, he's right. We know what you're doing.
We know what you're doing.
But that's not illegal.
That's
you just
right.
Just want your fridge to smell good.
Mm-hmm. Big, big fridge. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy! Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Our caller dropped off. Miles, Ted, you'll be playing against each other.
Okay.
So today we have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? Hit Me with Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional weapon that someone chose to use as a weapon. And finally, Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
We did Hit Me yesterday.
We did.
Animals?
Animals. As they say, the dogs had their day at a Chinese mall when 100 of them escaped from a pet cafe and ran loose through the shopping center. Workers at the cafe said someone left the door open, allowing 100 canines to run out into the shopping mall. surprising and delighting the shoppers. Now, cafe employees, they said the dogs were excited because the business's owner was visiting the cafe after a prolonged absence. Well, workers ran out after the dogs. They were able to round up the excited animals after a prolonged indoor chase. They don't say exactly how long the dogs were on the loose, but we're going to go ahead and call it a hot minute because there were 100 of them, and every dog was the same breed.
All right.
That's what makes it, for the people of the mall, like, this is crazy. But anyway, the question is, what was the breed? Was it 100 Huskies? Was it 100 Chihuahuas? Was it 100 French Bulldogs? Or was it 100 Wiener Dogs?
You totally missed the opportunity to make it 100 Dalmatians, man.
God damn it.
I was waiting. I was like, that's not even an option?
Come on, man.
Son. So what was it? Huskies?
Huskies, Chihuahuas, French Bulldogs, or Wiener Dogs? Damn it, Mike. You shouldn't have told me. Now I'm irritated at myself. Son of a bitch.
Ted, I'm going to go French Bulldogs.
Oh, so was I.
But you still can't.
You know what?
Now you're acting like the wife at dinner. But I was going to order that.
But this is a contest. And I'm going to win. You know what? I think it was 100 Huskies.
Okay.
It's kind of a weird thing to say. 100 Huskies.
100 Huskies.
Mike?
Give me the wiener dogs.
Give me the wiener.
Okay.
Hawk's taking the wiener.
What were the 100 dogs that were roaming free through the mall there? Were they Huskies, Chihuahuas, French Bulldogs, or wiener dogs? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories analyze this. 100 dogs escaped a mall pet cafe and ended up running through the mall having a good time. So they were all wrangled in there.
So I guess they had pet cafes.
Who knew?
But all the dogs were the same breed. Question is, out of the 100 dogs that got loose and started roaming around the mall, what was the breed of the dogs? Huskies, Chihuahuas, French Bulldogs, or Wiener Dogs?
And that is the question I posed to you, gentlemen. Miles, you went with the old French Bulldog.
French Bulldog.
It was not the French Bulldog. Mike, you like wieners. You went with the old Wiener Dog.
Give me the wiener.
Which, to be fair, would be the most hilarious thing to see, but...
Damn it!
Small sausage.
Ted swung for the fences. You went Huskies.
There was a little thought behind it.
And you are correct.
Wow. Yeah. I think the Husky's a big dog in China.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, there is Siberian Huskies, right?
Yeah, there's that. Mm-hmm. But imagine 100. You're just walking through the mall and one real happy 100 dogs, tails Jesus. Wagging, mouths open.
Dude, I was in Leavenworth one weekend and it was like Husky Fest.
Okay. Oh,
so there was just people with Huskies. Just walking all around town. And the same thing. It was awesome. They were all big and loud and friendly.
They are generally, that. I think that describes a Husky well.
Yep. Yeah, and as the day goes on, it's Leavenworth. You're having a couple beverages. Let's go look at some more Huskies.
Yeah, hey, perfect weather for them, too. Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now,
because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box. The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Now, some people might not remember this, but, you know, back in 2010, The Sopranos were still a big deal, and it just ended. Also, LeBron James.
All right.
Like, we forget, because he's just been playing in the NBA that long. And I know, some people don't like him, whatever.
But, whatever.
Right, he's been in the NBA, been dominating for that long. Mm-hmm. So this one goes back to 2010. The New York Knicks were hoping to sign LeBron James, right? So they put together this video. They're trying to get everybody to convince him to come there. There was a lot of people in it, but the main thing was that Edie Falco and James Gandolfini did their characters, Tony and Camille Soprano. They're in witness protection. This is 3 years after The Sopranos ended. So I never knew this video existed, but here's the audio of them trying to... Basically, they're looking at places for LeBron to move to.
Ah, okay.
So in the end, they're looking at pictures of Madison Square Garden.
Tony, I'm so glad we moved to New York. Life is so much better now.
Yeah, even if we are in a witness protection program.
Now, we just got to find a place for your friend LeBron to live. What's he like?
Well, he's a modern guy, but he respects tradition. You got to find something magnificent. Something there's nothing in the world like it. One of a kind, like he is.
Well, here's a place. It says it gets really loud there. Take a look.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's going to be perfect for him.
It's also funny. I don't remember his accent being like that thick in The Sopranos. No. But obviously it was. I mean, like I always say, I watched that whole series. That for whatever reason, that show has never really got me to like, I got to go back and rewatch it.
Nah, I mean, you saw it. You saw the story. I'm right there with you. I enjoyed the show, but now I'm like, eh.
Right, like The Wire I've rewatched. Breaking Bad, Top Boy. Like, there's a few I'll go back and watch. You know, Trailer Park Boys, it's pretty simple. But, yeah, I'm like, I love The Sopranos, hated the last couple seasons, never went back to watch it.
That's fair. Well, the way it ended, I don't think helped.
Correct.
And you don't have that good taste in your mouth when it comes to an end.
Now, yesterday, we were talking about SNL this past weekend, and we were talking about how they had a skit where people were dressed up like Beavis and Butthead.
Right.
And Thrill and I were mentioning that Heidi Gardner, who's, you know, been on SNL for a while, who's also super funny.
She's very funny, man. Underrated. Very funny.
Right. So today I came in, I was telling, me and Mike were talking about it. I said, honestly, like, I thought it was funny when she kind of broke character and everything, but she's professional. She had a different idea about it. But the basic pitch is Kenan Thompson... It's like a scientist. It's like one of those important shows that has an audience around it. They're talking about AI, artificial intelligence, not Allen Iverson, the real AI, who you don't need to be afraid of. Okay. Well, I mean, look, Allen Iverson's a legend. But either way, he's got to answer a question. At this point, the Beavis guy is gone. He could just see Butthead.
Right.
Can't we just program it to not do that?
Well, it depends. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
What? I think that's a valid question.
No. Now there's a gentleman behind you that looks like Butthead.
Professor, just because our audience members aren't as informed on the issue as you doesn't make them buttheads.
Butthead from the cartoon. He Beavis' his friend.
I'd really like to move on and discuss AI, so would you like him to move?
Yes, thank you. The man with the gray shirt and exposed gums.
Sir. kindly move seats.
So.
Yeah, she lost it as soon as she turned around and saw the dude.
Well, and I trimmed it too. She was gone for a good 20 seconds.
Yeah, she was.
Couldn't collect herself.
Correct. So again, as the audience member, like, it's funny.
Yeah.
Right, but obviously that's her job. That's where me and Mike start talking about it. So, like, she was saying, like, "Hey, look, they do a dress rehearsal, but she's like, dress rehearsal was so technical, I didn't really focus on what they looked like."
Okay,
and I guess they had been mulling this skit for a while to do it. But she said, "I was in shock at dress rehearsal too, but whatever." Then she's like. Once the show started, she couldn't laugh again. But, like, that's her job. So she's like, I shouldn't have broke character, this and that. But I'm just like.
But when you laugh, man, I mean, if laughter's going to hit you, I mean, you could be at a funeral, right? And obviously, it's the last place you want to laugh. But if for whatever reason, you're going to laugh, you're just going to laugh. Right? And there's nothing. Who here did not get in trouble in school when you had, like, a giggle fit?
Or somebody farted. Yeah,
and like, the teacher's mad and threatening with all this stuff, and you just can't stop laughing. And you're like, no, dude, I hear you. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I can't stop laughing. Sorry.
Yeah, I remember being at church once on Christmas Eve, and I forget where the priest was from, but he had a bit of an accent. So, Christmas Eve, you know, that's the one where all the kids are, this and that. Yeah. A couple of my cousins were littler, but, you know, we got to be, you know, late teenagers, almost 20. But we're still going to Christmas Eve. We're all going to go out and get pizza afterwards, right? But, you know, the priest has to tell the story of Jesus' birth.
Yeah.
And he kept calling it a manger. Instead of a manger. Right. And I mean, I could still feel my Aunt Barbara just shooting darts at me and my cousin Tom because we can't stop it.
Right.
But he's got to say manger.
Eight times.
At least eight. I was going to say probably in the teens when he's explaining this story, but every time was
manger.
Yeah, you're right. Once you start giggling, it's pretty hard to stop. But also, Mike and I were having this conversation. I go, because he was like, what's the big deal? And I'm like, you're right, but that's her job.
Right.
I was comparing it to like a quarterback maybe scoring a touchdown or whatever, but we'll sit at the podium at the end of the game and go, look, we scored, but that was not the right play.
It's not the play we called.
Right. So I think for her, it's kind of the same thing. She's like, look, it's fine, but like, I personally need to be better. But yeah, that's a tough one. Also, again, that one just hits you in the like, oh, yeah, well, I'm that age. Like, Beavis and Butthead was hilarious.
Sure.
And then at the end of that skit, when they start laughing, like, he's like, come on, they're laughing like him.
Right.
Head of Waddington, from Ted Lasso, Game of Thrones, older, tall, blonde, super attractive.
Right.
She's also very, to her credit, she's just kind of outspoken and doesn't really put up with people's ass.
Yeah.
So she hosted an award show for a theater in London on Sunday. She's posted for pictures. One of the photographers says, hey, can you show us some leg? She goes, oh my God, you'd never say that to a man. Don't be a D-head. Otherwise, I'll move off. Don't say show me leg. No. Then she just walked off past the guy who was like in the scrum and just like kind of waved her finger at her. I was like, yeah, I respect that.
Don't be a D-head.
Well, she's already in a very nice dress.
Sure.
Right? Like, I'm sure if it had, like, it was had a high slit, she probably would. But it's just like, I don't know. I don't want to say I get both sides. It's like, just take the picture of her.
Right.
Show some leg. Like, nobody's going to take a picture of a dude and be like, take a shirt off. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Drop a testicle.
It depends. If my wife were next to, who's the receiver from the
CIA?
Yeah. She'd be like, could you please remove your shirt?
Yeah, but DK, he wouldn't show up with a full shirt on.
You could take the rest of your shirt off.
Right. I mean, I saw a picture of him today. Of course he has a half shirt on.
Mm-hmm. You would, too, if you were built like that.
Channing Tatum.
Yes.
Right? Like, he's famous for Magic Mike movies. But I still think if he's at a premiere in a tux and somebody says, just open a couple buttons so we can see your chest, they'd probably be like, that's a little weird.
But here you go.
Yeah.
That's the weirdest thing anyone's asked me, but take a gander.
I still love that dude. Like, obviously, that guy's in ridiculous shape.
Sure.
He was in even better shape for those movies, but they asked him about number three, and he's like, no. Like, it's too harsh for me.
Yeah, I remember saying that. Like, dude, I have to look good, and I'm old enough now. I don't care. I'm not getting in that kind of shape again. I'm sorry.
Right.
It's too hard. Yeah, I mean,
and he's still in amazing shape.
But not that dancer shape, man. You know, everything's chiseled, all that
same
kind of
thing. Same with Sofia Vergara's ex, Joe Mangione.
Well,
they were talking about doing a third one or whatever the deal was. And he was like, you don't want to. I hate this. He's like, I just hate this. It's like, he's already in good shape. But, I mean, you're talking about cutting 25 pounds of a guy that doesn't need 25 pounds cut.
Right.
Yeah, I think, the internet has really lost it with this dad bod stuff.
How so?
Like, getting on Patrick Mahomes. Like, he's got a dad bod. It's like,
he also has 3 Super Bowl rings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he works out all the time. I just think, man, if you look at a picture of somebody, you know, I think in this day and age, you kind of get used. And some of the fitness influencers, they'll even do it. They'll be like, here, look, let me pose this way and look how much more ripped or this or that.
Of course.
So it's like, I think if you saw Patrick Mahomes shirtless in a bar, you'd be like, Jesus, who is that ripped dude?
But because he's a pro quarterback and it's a bad angle, so he's got a, it's like, that's not a dad bod. Like, do people go out to normal places?
I know.
Or people got on Kelsey when he was, you know, on a beach, like, just thought he'd be more ripped. And it's like,
well, that's
kind of
on
what
you.
We're saying. Right. Kind of what we're saying. It's like, that guy, those people are in amazing shape for average humans. They're not, nobody's going to be Magic Mike ripped. Those guys don't even want to do it anymore.
And your body being sculpted and you being in shape are two different things.
Man, at the end of that Kings and Golden State game last night, every single member of Golden State were hugging the other team, hugging their teammates. Draymond Green was smiling,
which
they
is
were
weird.
All happy, and you know, you look at this situation. They just got knocked out of the playoffs.
Yeah,
I'm thinking to myself. I know why they're happy. They don't have to go to practice.
Yeah, that's it.
They can eat whatever they want. They have an off season now. They can go home to their family. They don't have to lift every day. They don't have to run every day. These guys are also in the off season, so you know they just won a Super Bowl.
Right.
So all these people that are saying have dad bods, like Kelsey, or whatever, you know, Mahomes, like, dude, this is their time to just like
eating Alfredo.
Focus on their job for a month or two that they focus on all year round anyway.
Right.
And just. Give them a break, man. They're on vacation. Who cares?
I think it's just got ridiculous with that term, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's also like, right, some people are like, that's not a dad bod. He's just a big dude.
Yeah. But sometimes, just a body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm just like, I don't know if we need to be getting on these guys.
They go. Like you said, man, we're on a flight. We're at the airport, all the stuff, a couple of weeks ago. People don't look like them.
Right.
You get like, bro, trust me, they're in good shape.
Right, it's like one bad angle, and it's like, he's really let himself go. It's
like, okay.
Easy.
Yeah, right, I mean, you see that a lot with a lot of different athletes and everything else.
Well, like, always.
Yeah, let them take some time off, and right, they were saying, like with TV actors and everything, they got to go through crazy amounts of prep. Some of them, I'm sure, are using maybe a performance-enhancing drug.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, this or that, and it's like, why not? Like, you're not playing a sport, you're not going to get tested for it. Have at it.
So that was laid by Janet Jackson. She's like, look, if I'm not on tour or doing a big press thing, she's like, I blow up.
I eat what I want.
Once they establish she's going to do a performance or something, she's like, man, I hit the gym. I do everything I can. I drop the weight because that's the image that you guys want. But if you were to bump into her right now, she has nothing going on. Trust me. She is plump. She's happy. She's eating a hot dog. You know, but she'll tell you that straight up. Like, oh, yeah, if I'm not on tour, she's like, I'm a slob, dude.
Yeah, she. the person that plays Penelope Featherton on Bridgerton has an interesting stipulation in her contract. She said for season 3, they have to make a PG cut of the show that her family can watch.
Oh,
I
Lord.
She says, quote, it's literally written into my contract. People think I'm just saying this is a joke. I just don't want it or want to do it. I grew up Irish Catholic. That's just not how we vibe. I think she's just saying, like, hey, I'd like to be able to sit down so the rest of my family can see it.
Without them, yeah, freaking out.
Also, like, she's one of the actresses. Bridgerton is a massive show.
Yeah.
I'm sure somewhere in the editing room, somebody could come up with, like, a copy. Jesus, I'm going to sound old. It's got to be a way you could, like, send her a file where, like, here, put this on your TV or your laptop. Your family can watch it without having to see the sexual stuff.
Well, they do it with a movie that has already a movie they put on television. Change the word.
Same they do it on airlines.
They cut scenes, sure.
They do.
I mean, like, they generally don't keep sex scenes in those movies when they're on the airline.
I wish they would, because now I have no reason to look over someone's shoulder.
Yeah, like I watched a Bond film. He didn't even holler at girls creepily.
Yeah. I mean, even if you have a 9 or 10-year-old and they want to watch you in a movie, and you're an R-rated movie.
Yeah.
All right, all the cuss words come out. All the nudity, all the violence comes out. Now, you might be watching a 20-minute show.
Yeah.
But you can see what mommy's been working on for the last year, or daddy's been working on for the last year, you know?
Yeah, and sometimes people don't even understand what's going on. Let's see. Mike, you were saying earlier, I think there's like one or two games left. I know the Kraken, they have one left.
Tomorrow,
yeah.
They had a hell of a game last night.
Yeah. Beast Mode was there.
Yeah, well, so, okay.
That's a bonus. That? Still a little confused about this play-in tournament, but there's two more games tonight.
There are.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too.
Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
Here in Montana, our motorist witnessed an escaped elephant walking down the street. Meanwhile, in Texas, the U.S. Coast Guard seizes 460 pounds of illegal meat. Locally, authorities catch three men suspected of stealing crabs in pots. A couple gives up $24 million to hike the country and to sleep in cots. And a woman brings her dead uncle to the bank to try to get a loan. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, top story. We're going to Ohio, where disciplinary action has been taken. A local high school was made aware that a student broke the rules of the school, causing them to call her into the principal's office to admit to her wrongdoing.
Oh, yeah?
She came clean about the offense and was thereby suspended for several days, which also meant that she would be banned from the school's prom that she was planning on attending. Needless to say, she's devastated, but eyebrows are beginning to raise as to her offense. The school has a teacher that has a severe allergy to corn and corn products, leading the school to post signs banning the possession and consumption of such foods items on school grounds. Our offending student had been given a bag of Takis on the bus that she had eaten most of before getting to the school and consumed the last two chips on the school grounds before throwing the bag in an outdoor receptacle. This was audacious enough for the school to demonstrate their zero tolerance policy.
Jesus, man.
Come on. Come on.
They were like, you can't even eat a corn product before you come to school?
I guess. I think it's because she technically ate it on school grounds because she was like right outside the building, like, I'll just finish these last two. And then she threw it away inside of a bag there at the school. Like, come on, gang. I understand the interest of safety and protecting your staff and all that fun stuff. Really? Is this the hill that you're going to die on right here?
I'm 43. Like, it didn't even really make sense. I'm just like, oh, yeah, they are raw corn. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, I don't know, man. They're Takis.
Well, and that's kind of part of their point, too. Is they're like, look, I understand that that's your dietary restriction. Now, dangerously so. She has a life-threatening allergy to this stuff. So I understand why you're taking it seriously. However, that's your dietary restriction. I'm not thinking about it constantly.
Right. It's not on my mind.
Right. And I didn't even bring them to school, she says. You know, her friend gave her the bag. She's like, yeah, I was hungry, so I started eating them.
And she, like, I would think a high school kid would just hide them in your bag and take them in. At least she was smart enough to throw them out on school grounds, but... That's a wild one.
There's signage posted, and you signed an agreement to not have these in here, so you knew what you were doing.
Oh, my God.
I also think if you have an allergy that strict, maybe working around children isn't the best thing.
Yeah.
Teenagers aren't known for being, like...
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anywho.
We're worried about other people.
Right.
I'm trying to think of the word. Yeah. Like, they're not rude, but also, like, they're teenagers.
Well, shoot, you had a story in Who Sucks Less not terribly long ago of kids that put peanuts in a kid's locker
Specifically put it in his locker.
Right.
That I get.
Almost like it was a prank. Like, dude, we're going to set off his anaphylaxis. No, it's cool. He's got an EpiPen. Like,
right.
No, guys, this is bad. Really bad. In other news, let's go to Brazil for a rather sad story. A woman brought her wheelchair-bound uncle into a local bank and to obtain a loan for about $3,200, the equivalent of $3,200 American dollars.
All right.
While filling out the paperwork, staffers noticed that the uncle was rather unresponsive when it came to interacting with really anybody, but his niece assured everyone that she was his caretaker and that he was just quiet by nature, you see. Smelling something wrong, a witness began to record the interaction, and everybody noticed that despite the conversation with him, the niece constantly was supporting his head with her hand, and that he actually hadn't said anything the entire time. Authorities were called, and it was confirmed that the poor man had actually died several hours earlier.
Damn, man.
They determined that while the woman was technically related to the man, their relationship was a little bit more distant than she let on, and alleged that she was attempting to take a loan out fraudulently. She's now fighting the charges in court.
It could be his wife. That's not cool.
Right.
Jesus.
She didn't know he was dead.
He's fine. He's just shy.
He's fine. He just doesn't say much. Uncle, you have to sign the paperwork. Like,
you want me to do what? You want me to sign it? Okay.
Right. Like, damn, dude.
Can't believe her plan didn't work.
Down to California, where police found a suspicious driver. Officers on patrol noticed a car with an equipment violation driving as if the operator were impaired and elected to pull him over. Talking with the driver only heightened their suspicion that he was impaired and asked him to submit to a breathalyzer test, which he did. And failed, registering nearly three times the legal limit. What's more, this wasn't his first time our boy's been stopped for DUI. In fact, this was his sixth arrest.
Come on.
Go!
Right, so now we're
adding... How many DUIs do you have before they just take your license?
He was already driving on a suspended license
that
point.
Right.
Yeah.
Generally, these people already have...
Yeah.
Right, a lot of them aren't, though, and they still just go out and drive.
Yep.
Exactly. I mean, you're drinking and driving already. You know that you can't drive the condition that you're in. You don't care that you're not allowed to with your license. That's just further charges. Just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Over to India, where a couple has decided to make a major change in lifestyle. The pair have spent their lives growing and operating a lucrative construction business that has afforded them a life of luxury. But now they want to focus more on their spiritual lives. Following in the footsteps of their young adult children who made the same lifestyle change back in 2022, the couple have renounced their worldly possessions and committed themselves to monkhood, in which they will begin a barefoot walk through the country, surviving solely on the kindness of others around them. But what of their collective $24 million fortune? The couple gave it all the way to the public, handing out everything, money, possessions, everything.
Wow.
The procession through their local township. They just gave it all the way, dude. $24 million worth of stuff. They just gave it to everybody.
Damn.
Men's Room IPA continues to spread about the Pacific Northwest. Our friend Cap'ron found it at the Safeway in Squim.
Cap'ron. Love it.
All right. You can find the comprehensive locations on the Men's Room page of KISW.com. Men's Room Sports. The Mariners secured their first series victory of the season last night in their own win over the Reds. 3-1. That series finale took place earlier this afternoon, in which the Mariners won it again, 5-1. That's
nice.
A sweep, baby.
Nice.
Sweeping everybody, Mike.
That's right.
Grabbing
the
brooms, baby.
And in no way was Mike watching that.
Not at all. I was at work. I couldn't possibly be watching it. That's against the rules.
He just raises his hands for no reason.
Well, yeah, but that's just Mike.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what he does.
I'm very excited to be a part of this show.
I know, man. We can tell.
I'm here.
I am.
Yeah. I survived again. Meanwhile, you've got the last couple days of the NHL regular season starting tonight over on TNT, some baseball over on MLB Network, and basketball on ESPN and ESPN2. As far as your weather, sticking with clear skies tonight into tomorrow's temperatures are dipping down into the mid-40s as the sun goes down. And tomorrow, we can expect that good old sunshine and mid-60s temperatures.
Sweet.
So enjoy the heat, ladies and gentlemen. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
See you next time for Big Dummy and the Head Chef is back with Ted's Meat and Potatoes.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay...
Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.